Local music.
Homegrown rock and roll.
Local licks.
Exclusively on Rock 107.
Joining us in the studio, Tim Ripper Owens, got a brand new project called Beyond Fear. They'll be doing their debut performance this Thursday at the Odeon, part of the Brave Words and Bloody Knuckles six-pack weekend. Now let's go back in time a little bit to the days of Winter's Bane, actually, that your first professional project, I believe, from this area?
It definitely was. I mean, I had bands before that with Brain Aside that were amazing. You know, I mean, amazing musicians and amazing songs were ahead of their time, but Winter's Bane was the first to get signed to Massacre Records, and we were flown to Germany to record Heart of a Killer. And
was that your first trip overseas?
That was my first trip overseas. You know, and that was the first project that went professional and realized that you don't make any money doing it. So.
We did a live recording of Winter's Bane, Ron's Crossroads, back, I believe, in December of 92, 90-something. Too long ago to remember.
Yeah, I don't have a clue what it was. I don't remember... Nothing. I remember nothing from that show. That's and it wasn't that I was drunk or anything, because that was a big show. So I mean, Joe, you have to remember, I played at Ron's Crossroads 8 million times throughout my life. You know, so it's not like picking that one show you did at Flashes or
yeah.
You know what I mean? Or I mean, it's like, you know, throughout all my history, Ron's was the place that I played the most.
So that show that we recorded with Winter's Bane back in, I believe, 92 was released almost 10 years later after you had joined Priest.
It was. Century Media decided to re-release Heart of a Killer with a shabby CD cover that they redid that didn't look nearly as good as the first one, and put a bonus live songs and some bonus demo stuff from Winter's Bane. So it's out there. It's a neat package, and it's a neat thing just because of the rare live concert that's not overproduced or not, like I said earlier, overdubbed and stuff. It's just a nice DAT tape, I think, or whatever we even did. How
yeah,
did
we mixed it. We mixed it down right onto DAT as it was being performed.
Yeah, so I mean, it wasn't the super high. It's just run. It's nice, you know. I mean, that
really showcases your vocals too, man. I mean, your vocals are right up there in front.
Yeah, it's good. It sounds good. I haven't listened to it in a long time. I haven't listened to Winter's Bane in a long time. So
well, let's change that. Listen to a tune right now. We'll get into Heart of a Killer, recorded at Ron's Crossroads. It's the title track, Heart of a Killer, live right here on Local Licks, Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107.
You know what this one is? Let's sing along out there, people.
Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107. My name's Joe Klee. On the show is Local Licks. We're joined in the studio tonight by Tim Ripper Owens. We just heard a track from Winter's Bane, recorded back in the early 90s at Ron's Crossroads, a tune called Heart of a Killer.
And that I was only 16 then.
You were only...
I was 12. And it was a 92, you said? I was 12 years old.
Wow.
And my daughter, she was... oh, no.
When you were doing the Winter's Bane thing, you were also doing the British Steel tribute band, and the story goes that a video of the Priest tribute actually made its way to the band, and that led to you getting the gig in Priest, correct?
It did, yeah. It's really an amazing story and luck, you know. I mean, that's the thing about it, that you could have luck. I mean, I was never a guy that was going to move to L.A. or move to New York or move anywhere to get noticed but here. If you're good enough, you're going to get noticed, but it just takes that lucky break, and that's exactly what happened, and you know, quite lucky.
Was there any pressure after you joined Priest to relocate?
No, none at all. I mean, I still live on the same street, still to this day, that I always have lived on. And my wife said if we live there any longer, she's going to kill me. So we've got to move shortly here. But, you know, I'm a home person. My family and my friends, you know, that they all mean a lot to me. So there's really no need to move. If I would move to Florida, you know, give me some of that heat. And
so what was your first contact with Priest after they saw that video? How did they contact you to give you an audition for the band?
Their management called me. And you know, and asked if I could do it, and then they asked if I had a passport, and I said, well, let me talk to them, see if we want, you know, when things are going to happen. And they called me right back and said, listen, we're going to get you here tomorrow or something like that. You know, I'm like, wow. Or, you know, so I'm trying to go to sleep that night. I was in the band Seattle at that time, just floored, you know. So the next day, I'm trying to get my sleep. 10 o'clock at night, phone rings. It's Scott Travis, a drummer, on the line. He's going, hey, everybody's wondering here whether that's your real voice on the CD or the video. They're thinking it's dubbed in. Uh-huh. And this show was recorded at Sherlock's in Erie, PA.
Wasn't it just like a grainy audience type of video?
Yeah, and it was the next to last show before I quit the band. And my last show was at Deodian.
And they thought you dubbed your vocals in, huh?
They thought it was dubbed in somehow. And I hear these English accents in the background. And I was amazed, man. I'm like, oh my God, that's Judas Priest in the background. I can hear him. You know, so, and it was like 3 a.m. there. I think they were drinking, had some wine in them, and they told Scott to call me. So that was my first, and you know, just them doing that, you know. So it was a grainy old videotape that got me there.
So within a couple of days, then you were on a plane.
I was on a plane, man, driven to Wales to a studio where Black Sabbath recorded, and meet them and walk right in and sing "Victim of Changes," and as the story goes, and one line of the song, and I got the gig. So
they hired you right there on the spot, huh?
They did, you know. They hired me a lot better than they fired me. No, I'm joking, man. I just like to say that because people think that. You know.
We're going to take a short break, come back, and I'll give away another pair of tickets for his new project, Beyond Fear, on stage at the Odeon this coming Thursday. Stick around. More of Tim Owens and Local Licks on the way next, right here at Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107.